we're already wrapping up our first week together, sharing and building hope. In this first week, we learned that hope is a real and powerful force. The energy of hope can help eclipse fear and anxiety in uncertain times. Welcome to Day 7, where we uncover the secret to finding hope everywhere. I find my greatest hope in the space of gratitude. I just got to tell you, because I believe the more grateful you are, the more hopeful you automatically will become. I have volumes and volumes of gratitude journals. Every night before I go to bed, I write down 5 things that gave me great pleasure or gratitude in the day, or 5 things that I'm really grateful for. This has been part of my spiritual practice for many years. Here's what I was grateful for on October 12, 1996. That's over 20 years ago. Number one, a run around Florida's Fisher Island. I had a nice little apartment there with a slight breeze that kept me cool. Number two was eating cold melon on a bench in the sun. Number three was a long, hilarious chat with Gail about her blind date with a guy who I will just refer to as Mr. Potato Head. Number four, sorbet in a cone so sweet that I literally licked my fingers. And number five, Maya Angelou calling to read me a new poem. What I realized was that gratitude was expanding my awareness as well as my happiness and my sense of hopefulness. The more you praise and celebrate your life, well, the more there literally is to celebrate and praise. Appreciating what shows up for you in life changes your personal vibration. You radiate and generate more goodness for yourself when you are aware of all you have versus focusing on all the things you don't have. Gratitude expands your awareness. It creates unbounded energy to feel and explore every moment and every encounter with freedom and creativity. A wise thought from our friend Deepak. He says, "The power, the wisdom, the creativity of the universe, you open the door through gratitude." That's why I say gratitude is the ultimate spiritual solution to help you connect to the power of hope everywhere, in everything. Deepak and I are grateful for you. So let's follow Deepak's path to finding hope in all things, and then, as always, we will meditate.
Consciousness is organized and holistic so that every obstacle or problem has a solution. When we find hope, we are shifting attention from the problem to its solution in unlimited awareness. Realizing every problem or question has an answer or solution in the light of awareness, you find hope in every situation. When you can find hope everywhere, a sense of peace overtakes you. The burdens of doubt and anxiety are lifted. Connecting yourself to that cosmic intelligence is an essential part of the journey of hope. Most people focus attention only on the level of the problem rather than the level of the solution. Imagine your problem is to find a book in a dark, cluttered basement. You cannot see clearly, and you keep banging your head. If you focus on the problem, you may try to protect your head and squint harder as you keep searching through every box. If you focus on the solution, you pause, find the light switch, and turn on the lights so you can see everything clearly, and then find the book. Expanding our awareness through meditation is like turning on the lights. We automatically open ourselves to the universal intelligence, that light of consciousness which gives us the ability to solve the problem. Knowing our expanded awareness always offers a solution, gives us a reason to hope in every circumstance we may encounter. How any given solution turns out depends on your stage of awareness. The more unbounded your awareness, the more freedom you have to create and explore. If you have constricted awareness, on the other hand, your default perception is limited. You see few solutions, narrow possibilities, worst-case scenarios, and the repeat of past outcomes. It's just like stumbling around in a dark basement. The brighter your light of expanded awareness is, the clearer your perception is. This makes your task easier, more enjoyable, and more effective. It takes no effort to expand your awareness. In the world's wisdom traditions, it's as simple as waking up. Fortunately, because consciousness is organized, each person's path is uniquely arranged to send the right signals at a time when they will be noticed. Your conversation with the universe belongs to you alone. Your only responsibility is to see, to be open and alert, and to know that hope is always on your side. As we prepare to meditate together, let's take a moment to consider our centering thought. I find a reason to hope in every situation. I find a reason to hope in every situation. Now let's prepare for our meditation. Make yourself comfortable and close your eyes. Begin to be aware of your breath and just breathe, slowly and deeply. With each breath, allow yourself to become more deeply relaxed. Now, gently introduce the mantra, Shri Gam Namah. Shri Gam Namah. This mantra integrates your awareness with the infinite organizing power of nature. It also helps connect awareness to the universal intelligence that solves problems and overcomes all obstacles. Repeat it silently to yourself. Shri Gam Namah. Shri Gam Namah. Shri Gam Namah. With each repetition, feel your body, mind, and spirit open into an expanded state of awareness. Whenever you find yourself distracted by thoughts, noises, or physical sensations, simply return your attention to silently repeating the mantra. Shri Gam Namah. Shri Gam Namah. Shri Gam Namah. Please continue with your meditation. I'll mind the time and you'll hear a soft bell at the beginning and end of the meditation. Shri Gam Namah. Shri Gam Namah. Shri Gam Namah. it's time to release the mantra. Continue to sit restfully, inhaling and exhaling slowly. When you feel ready, gently open your eyes. As you continue with your day, contemplate this centering thought. I find a reason to hope in every situation. I find a reason to hope in every situation. Namaste.